Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People at work, people at home, people on their way to home, people on their way to work, people sitting in traffic, people making that money. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, put this, I was going to call it the stupid app. Put the app on your phone. Let's put it that way. Put it on your phone. You put it on your tablet. You can listen in your car. You can listen at work. You can walk around with it in your pocket. You can listen to it in your house. It's easy. Thank you to everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158. Everybody locked in on a smart speaker. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. We've had a busy day. The NBA trade deadline passed us by at 3 p.m. Eastern time. We also had NFL honors, or we have NFL honors, getting ready to kick off live in Las Vegas. They're going to give away the NFL MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and whatnot. We'll talk about that momentarily. And meanwhile, out in Los Angeles, ahead of the Los Angeles Lakers hosting the Denver Nuggets, the Lakers unveiled Kobe Bryant's first statue. Yes, first statue. We learned today that not only is Kobe Bryant kind of immortalized forever outside of Crypto.com Arena wearing his number 8 jersey, they're going to have two additional statues honoring Kobe Bryant and his daughter. I want you to listen to this from the ceremony earlier today as Vanessa Bryant shared the news that there's going to be even more Kobe.
Because fans all over the world and the City of Angels loved Kobe so much, he will have three statues in front of the arena, also known as the house that Kobe built. One wearing the number 8, one with our beautiful daughter Gianna, and one wearing the number 24.
You gotta appreciate it, right? It's like, hey, you don't just get one Kobe. And the statue that they have is Kobe Bryant walking off of the court when he scored 81 points against the Toronto Raptors. He has one finger in the air, hand raised high, one finger in the air, has that big old wrap on his index finger as he walks off. It is a pretty cool looking image. And then we're going to have two more statues of Kobe Bryant. And what can you say? I can't believe it's already been 4 years since his passing. And with the opportunity to also honor his daughter outside of the stadium, outside of the arena, I think that's pretty cool and awesome as well. Thank you so much to Antonio Daniels for joining us as a guest last hour. Antonio Daniels played against Kobe Bryant, so he was able to share some perspective. And then he also talked to us about the NBA trade deadline, of which the New York Knicks look amazing with the additions of Alec Burks. The New York Knicks also adding another scorer in Bojan Bogdanovic. So the Knicks able to add some depth there. Los Angeles Lakers ain't had anybody. I don't think there was anybody available to go ahead and help them out at any course or in any case. Patrick Beverley is now a member of the Milwaukee Bucks. He teams up with Damian Lillard, who he hasn't had the best of relationships with. So thank you to Antonio Daniels for coming through to talk some NBA. And then also we had on NFL wide receiver Mac Hollins. He joined us, most recently played for the Atlanta Falcons, and the year before that played for the Las Vegas Raiders. So he came through and shared his perspective on the game. And then also we had somebody who made his bones in the Steel City, Blitzburg. Chad Brown, former All-Pro linebacker, came by and shared his perspective as well. Chad believes that the Kansas City Chiefs, being led by that Patrick Mahomes guy, he thinks that they're going to come out on top in what is expected, at least from his perspective, to be a very close matchup. So thank you to all of our guests. If you've missed a minute of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Now, having said that, because this is Vegas, it's NFL honors, I'm standing here in the studio watching it. There is a woman being swung around by her hair. Hey, Hickey, you see this lady?
I'm glad you brought it up. I was just going to ask you. That's incredible.
That she got a strong scalp, right?
How does her hair not rip out?
What, genetics? I mean...
Or just a headache. I mean, if your hair's getting yanked like that, I'm assuming, she was spinning around, what, at least looked like 100 different times in a row?
Yeah, they spun her around. They just cut away to Tyreek Hill, who is looking around like, where the hell am I? They're cutting away to everybody right now. They got Ray Lewis looking around, what is this? And Tyreek Hill is like, I thought we were giving away awards, why am I here? But it's Vegas, and I mean, you're going to get a freak show, whether it happens to be on a stage or whether it happens to be outside. I mean, you got a lot of hair? You got a lot of hair, right?
Wow. Yeah, I know. I do have a thick head of hair, but I could not imagine growing it out long enough to then, tie that around like a rope, basically, and have that be the only thing keeping me from falling on the ground. I would not want to test it out, nor do I trust my hair to hold that tight.
Yeah, I got a lot of hair. I cut it, but I got a lot of hair too. And this is Cirque du Soleil. So this is what the
that
hell?
Makes sense.
Yeah, this is what it is. Say Cirque du Soleil meets the NFL. Hey, it's Vegas, so I guess you got to go ahead and sell some things before they actually get to quote unquote the main event. In the main event is what we know is going to be quite a few of these awards, okay? I mean, we can go ahead and look on down the list. Some of these I think they're pretty cut and dry. Most valuable player is going to be given away tonight. Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, and then Lamar Jackson. I think it's a foregone conclusion. Lamar Jackson is going to walk away most valuable player. Defensive player of the year. I did see Max Crosby kind of walk into the building. Deron Bland is on that list with him. Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, and then TJ Watt. This sounds crazy. Hickey, do you think TJ Watt, I think he's going to win again.
I think so. I'm with you.
Like he had 19 sacks already. Like he'd be picking up another Defensive Player of the Year. Are we moving to a place, and especially, I don't know what his family eats, and I know he also has dealt with his own injuries. By the time it's all said and done, do you think he's going to be better than his brother?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking the same thing. There's a very real possibility that 5 years from now, we're talking about him as the better Watt, which is unfathomable. Even, 5 years ago, how dominant JJ was. But, I mean, his brother, unbelievable.
Yeah, they're going to be two brothers in the damn Hall of Fame. I don't know what the hell they were feeding them up in Wisconsin. I don't know what their family had them doing out there in the woods. But I think Lamar Jackson is your MVP. I see TJ Watt walking away as Defensive Player of the Year. Offensive Player of the Year. You got Tyreek Hill, Lamar Jackson, CeeDee Lamb, who led the world in every receiving category possible, Christian McCaffrey, and Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott ain't winning Offensive Player of the Year. I know he led the NFL in touchdowns in 36. He ain't getting it. Tyreek Hill, I think due to some of his games missed, I don't think he'll get it. I think he was on his way. Lamar, I don't think they're going to give him MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. I think this is going to go to Christian McCaffrey. Any differing thoughts there, Ryan?
No, I wish it was. Tyreek Hill, I mean, those first, 12, 13 games before he got hurt, it was unbelievable. Had a real MVP case, but I think you're right. Ankle injury cost him a few games. I think CMC's getting it.
Yeah, as we continue on down the list here, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Puka Nacua, Bijan Robinson, and C.J. Stroud. Now, this one is tricky. Puka Nacua just came out of the NFL rookie womb and decided to just slay almost every receiving record you could think about. 1,400 yards and six touchdowns to go along with 105 receptions. But, you know, when it comes to the most important player, I think it's going to go to C.J. Stroud. 21 touchdowns, like five interceptions as a rookie taking the team to the postseason, and he missed time, you know, after he got knocked around with the New York Jets. I got C.J. Stroud, Offensive Rookie of the Year. What say you, Ryan?
I'm with you. I mean, that was, what, a three-win team, four-win team last year? And still had a lot of unproven guys on offense, young players, rookies as well, that he was making it work with an offensive line that was like a turnstile all year round. Or all year long, to get to the playoffs, to win a playoff game, too. I'm with you. I think C.J. Stroud, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, Defensive Rookie. We have Jalen Carter of the Eagles. Joey Porter, I think he got going late with the Steelers. Kobe Turner, Rams defensive tackle. Devon Witherspoon, a Seattle Seahawks corner. I know a lot of people feel that they got robbed last year, the Seahawks did, with their corners giving it to Sauce Gardner. But I think Will Anderson, similarly, for the Houston Texans with his seven sacks this year. I think he's going to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. And then, no shock here. Why are these other guys, why are they even thinking about this one? The Comeback Player of the Year? Joe Flacco, Baker Mayfield, who they show every 5 minutes, Matthew Stafford, and Tua Tagovailoa, and then you got DeMar Hamlin. Like, are they even... Are people placing bets on this one? This is a waste of time, isn't it?
Hard to beat a guy who almost died in the field in terms of coming back, you know?
Not almost
That's
died.
That's true.
Not almost died. The guy died on the field and came back.
Joe Flacco, great story, but I don't think sitting on your couch for 2 months is going to top losing your life for a few seconds.
A guy that died. Like, let's be real here. The guy came back from death. I mean, it's nice to laugh about it because he's alive.
Right. You're right.
But damn. And he's going to get the loudest ovation. And, you know, the other element is DeMar Hamlin didn't play a hell of a lot this past season. I think he was only active for, what, one or two games? He didn't even really play. I mean, he didn't really play last year in the year that he was unfortunately brought back to life on the field. He was basically out there because they were decimated in their secondary by injuries. You got Coach of the Year, John Harbaugh, D'Amico Ryans, Kyle Shanahan, Kevin Stefanski. Stefanski ain't getting it. Kyle Shanahan ain't getting it. John Harbaugh ain't getting it. This one is a little trickier. Coach of the Year, is it Dan Campbell? Is it D'Amico Ryans? I'm kind of, You got one dude, his first year, takes over a squad, young team, goes to the playoffs, goes 10-7. And then we got old gambling Dan Campbell with the Detroit Lions, helping them to go to the postseason. And I must remind you, these awards are voted on after the regular season and before the postseason begins. And so there is no taking into account by the writers, you know, Dan Campbell and the playoffs and what happened, what took place, what didn't happen. This is just the regular season. I think D'Amico Ryans, I think he's going to walk away with it. What do you say?
I would go Kevin Stefanski.
Wow.
I would go there just because of all the injuries. I mean, if you go through the list, what was it, five quarterbacks, right, played, I think, or started, I should say, for the Browns, including Joe Flacco, who was thought his career was over in, like, middle of October. Offensive line was decimated. Defense was decimated. Like, that was a team that just was ravaged by injuries. I know they lost in the playoffs to D'Amico Ryans, but just to win 11 games with that roster, I'll give it to Stefanski.
You would give it to, do you think he's going to win it?
I do, actually.
Wow.
I think there's some momentum behind it.
I just think the Browns, like, they're always so far behind the eight ball when it comes to public consciousness. And so I think that Houston Texans got so much attention. I think the Lions got so much attention, especially building off of last year. I think that's to the detriment of the Cleveland Browns. And so we'll see what happens. Knowing that this is an award show, they have spent 15 minutes with Cirque du Soleil and with a comedian. Hickey, I know this guy. Do you know this man's name?
Keegan Michael Key.
Oh, you okay? Look at you.
Come on. Well, no. Partly I know that because he's a Penn State guy, but I am cultured in that aspect.
What? Oh, knowing the comedians?
Knowing the comedians.
I didn't know. You could have told me he was Key or Peele. I wouldn't know the difference.
Hey, you knew it was one of the two, so you got a 50-50 shot there.
Key and Peele, right? The one is Key.
Key is Key. We are looking on the TV screen at Key.
And the other guy, his last name is Peele, right?
Jordan Peele. Who wrote that? Was it the horror movie? Get Out?
Get Out. He did. He's done quite a few horror movies at this
ironically.
Point. Yeah, when do you think they give away the first award? Another 20 minutes?
Oh, we got some people walking out, so it could be, I don't know what this is, but this could be now.
As long as there's not another lady swinging from, oh, hey, there's, I want to call this guy a loser, but what the hell is, what's this guy's name, Tommy DeVito?
That's right, Tommy DeVito. It's not the NFL without Tommy DeVito out there.
What is he, smiling in a blue pinstripe suit? What the hell is he doing here? Just having a good time, right?
Great, I mean, I'm shocked he didn't do the Italian, wrist, like, is there a name for that hand gesture?
I don't know. The put your fingertips together and shake your wrist.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I mean,
I'm shocked he didn't do that. It's the only thing he's known for.
Well, he won a couple of games and he tried to stiff that pizzeria and then he got benched. It's not a bad way to be famous.
Agent that looked like a 1970 mobster.
His agent looked like a bad guy in a Dick Tracy movie. That's what he looked like. Like came right out of a comic book. Who the hell are these people? Who's this guy in this blue suit?
Giving out the award, Micah Parsons.
Oh, okay. He's not sitting around doing a podcast in the back?
Well, maybe he'll throw someone else under the bus here.
Yeah, that is. Oh, yeah. They zoomed in. That is Micah Parsons. Yeah, he can't wait to talk crap to his coaches. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS as they are getting ready to hand out the Offensive Rookie of the Year Award. We'll fill you in on that on the other side. And then, you know, with all this star power, today the NFL brought to a press conference the man who will be performing at halftime, Usher. Yeah, at least people can sit down and watch him for free at home. And people in the stadium, oh, my God. They got to pay quite a few thousand dollars just to get in. I'll tell you the going rate, and these tickets are bananas. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up. Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, that was Big Game James. James Worthy. People don't talk about James Worthy when it comes down to those Lakers. I guess it's tough when Magic is over there. Kareem over there. Hey, there's James, too. Don't, you can't forget about James Worthy. Anyway, NFL Honors is underway, and I know on the other side of the break, Hickey and I went through some of the awards and who we thought would get them. One of the awards has been given out. C.J. Stroud has been named the Offensive Rookie of the Year over Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Puka Nacua, and Bijan Robinson. No shock, no surprise there. I guess Hickey and I got one right. And then Hickey, what the hell was this other award that they just gave out?
The Next Gen Stats Award? I couldn't tell you what it is, but I just know Next Gen Stats is paying a lot of money to be advertised and to be used by NFL teams, and I guess now they also got to figure out an award to go with it.
Yeah, that's part of the sponsorship. We need to be highlighted, you know, on the award show. Well, I saw that Micah Parsons won. What did he do? Hit somebody the hardest? Like, how do you win this award?
It looked like a speed award. I'm trying to see, yeah. But I mean, at the same time, like, I think CeeDee Lamb is a finalist. I'm going to assume here CeeDee Lamb's faster.
Yeah, who jumps highest? Who has the biggest burst? I don't know. This, a lot of this is nuts. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Before we get out of here and keep rolling on, I do want to talk about these prices to go to the big game. We also heard from our halftime performer at the Super Bowl, Usher. But right now, we're going to go ahead and hit the phone lines. Let's talk to Joe. Joe is calling from Nova Scotia. Hey, what the heck is going on here?
You just made me laugh.
What'd I do?
Talking about the stats and stuff like that. I don't know. Yeah, you got to laugh at some of this stuff that they come up with. But you were talking earlier about Kobe, and right.
What happened?
I never liked the guy. I told Ryan that I hated him, and I reflected on that, and I was like, no, I'd never liked the guy. And then I did like a little bit of like, I'm not the biggest basketball fan, but Kobe, man, that dude had ice in his veins. He had ice in his veins. The stuff that went on with him and Shaq. You know, and I'm pretty sure before everything happened, I think they resolved everything, right? So, but man, that dude, I was telling Ryan, I was talking about, there was a guy who was trying to in-ball it, and I, like, Ryan knew his name.
Matt Barnes.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? Kobe stood there. I don't think his eyelashes even flinched when Buddy tried to throw the ball in his face. Arms weren't flailing around. He was standing right there going, come on.
Yeah. And, well, Joe, well, let's listen to a guy who is much more familiar with the game. Let's listen to Kareem talk about Kobe Bryant. Thank you, Joe, for calling from Nova Scotia. I think Kareem can highlight things a little better. This is Kareem talking about Kobe and how he was a defender's worst nightmare.
I like to think of athletes as artists. Like the painter or poet, the athlete offers a temporary distraction from the struggles of life as well as the keen insights that struggles that help lessen the weight we all carry. We batted our hands in amazement as we watched Kobe defy the laws of gravity and movement as he leapt, dodged, and pirouetted from one end of the court to the other. He was a defender's worst nightmare. And that was entertainment.
Yeah, nobody want to see that, man. The guy's statue is after he scored 81 points. Like, you can't make that up. Like, the only thing missing from the statue is, like, if they put, you know, like, he's on fire. They had smoke coming out of his hands because he lit up Jalen Rose, who unfortunately was trending again today following the unveiling of that statue. Pretty amazing. We just had another award handed out here at NFL Honors. I don't know who the hell this is. Is this an award given out, Hickey? Oh, that's Myles Garrett.
Four?
Kid, Defensive Player of the Year?
DPOY.
Wow. I thought that they would have definitely given this award to T.J. Watt. Myles Garrett had an amazing season himself. 14 sacks. He was unstoppable for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, they shocked everybody. Yeah, the best thing about him winning this is he gets to stand on the stage with Janelle Monae. That's the best thing. Myles Garrett named Defensive Player of the Year. C.J. Stroud walking away with Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I guess they're moving now. They spent the first 30 minutes with Cirque du Soleil and what was his name?
Keegan Michael Key.
His name is Keegan?
Michael Key.
That's a lot, bro.
That is a mouthful.
Yeah, if I should be so lucky, I'll remember his name. Keegan Michael Key?
That's what you're smart. You keep it very simple. JR. You can't screw that up.
You can't. Well, some people do, but, you know, you can't.
RJ? People switch it up on you?
Yeah, every night. RJ, listen, Ryan. People aren't as smart as you think they are.
Well, unfortunately, you're right about that.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations to Myles Garrett, your Defensive Player of the Year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. As they give away all of these fancy awards, I need to let you know the Super Bowl is only 3 days away. Super Bowl 58 on Westwood One is streaming for free. Sponsored by AutoZone. On Super Bowl Sunday, hear every minute of Westwood One's broadcast live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. And get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. So get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions, they do apply. Kirk Cousins is currently standing on the stage with Cam Jordan. I guess it's nice to not be hit by him. When we come back, we're going to talk about these Super Bowl prices. We're going to hear Usher, not his music, but his press conference today. And then I'm going to tell you about some of the happenings that occurred this day in sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, we learned why the hell is this guy's name? Tommy DeVito is at NFL Honors. They got a video package and a little bit with him. Key Michael Peel is sitting down with him. And he did the hand thing that you were looking for, Hickey, so he did it.
Listen, it's not a me thing. I don't know how anyone outside the New York area would know who he is if he didn't do the hand gesture.
I mean, his agent sold him to America that night, remember? So
I'm shocked his agent's not there, by the way.
Or just sitting next to him, just kind of jumping in front of him, right?
He had the perfect Vegas get up too, missing out.
You know his agent is somewhere to be seen. Maybe he's gambling. Maybe he's stuck at the craps table or something or what have you. But
he could be on a heater. You're right about that. You can't leave when you're on a heater.
Yeah, look, he looks like the type to spend a lot of money at the table. He looks like it. Anyway, they're getting ready to hand out the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. His son Jared is on the stage in addition to Drew Brees and then Roger Goodell. So we're going to find out who the NFL's good guy is. Any moment now. For anyone who wants to get down or be involved with the actual game, it's going to cost you some money. You know, I took a look at the tickets right in the break. If you go back to 1967, the first Super Bowl ticket costs like, what is it, $90? $10? Let's see. $10. And if you wanted to adjust it for inflation, it would be $90. If you wanted to go to the game on Sunday, to sit up in the sky right now would cost you $2,000. And we know going into a suite, the one that costs everybody so much money, all the celebrities or at least the football players don't want to pay it, that's $2 million minimum, okay, for the suite. Let's get the latest. This is from Fox 11 in L.A. breaking down the tickets.
Yeah, speaking of cha-ching,
yeah.
Tickets to the Super Bowl will be the most expensive in history. Are you ready for it?
You better believe
it. Why I said that?
I do.
So the average ticket for the big game is nearly $10,000. The cheapest, just over $8,000. Okay, now just yesterday, by the way, it was the most expensive was eight grand. So that's nearly $2,000 more than the average ticket last year. Part of the reason for this year's cost is Vegas, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's already a tourist destination. You already got a crap ton of people that are going to be there. People have planned on going there for years. You got the two teams coming into town. You got high rollers everywhere. Yeah. And I told you the cheapest ticket was $2,000 and the average ticket is $10,000. I'm sorry. I mean, look, if you got a lot of money and you could just spend, you know, $20,000 on a football game, then God bless you. I ain't doing it. I find it much more comfortable in my house. I can watch the television. I can see the commercials. I don't have no idiot trying to high-five me every 5 minutes. I don't have to worry about somebody walking back and forth in front of me. There's no idiot spilling a drink. When I need to use the restroom, I know it's clean and I don't have to wait in a line. Yeah, I appreciate all of that. I'm good at home. And then I get to see Usher perform at halftime. And Usher actually had a press conference earlier today. Usher talked about what it means to headline this halftime show. This is courtesy of Apple Music. Listen to this.
Feels amazing. You know, this being, because I'm putting my album out actually on the 9th. So, you know, this is just really a testament of dedication. I don't have this moment by myself. All of my fans that I bring with me, each and every person that had anything to do with the music, the creativity, everybody is a part of this celebratory moment. But what I feel is that this is only the beginning, because I launched that album as an independent artist, and I will be, up until this date, the only independent artist who's ever performed the Super Bowl halftime show. So this is a beginning. This is a new beginning for me.
Wow. I didn't know that. He sounds, at the beginning, he sounded like he was losing his voice. I'm like, what a time to lose your voice there. I'm looking forward to it. I know Usher, he's not Beyonce. Usher doesn't have the, I don't know if he has super ridiculous wide-ranging appeal. But people are going to find out about this man, especially once he gets to dancing, especially if he goes out there and he takes his shirt off. Like, Usher has been... Damn it, he's been doing this now for 25 plus years. He was a child teenage star, and he's been active since the mid to late 90s, and he's still releasing music. Hey, Hickey, you like Usher?
I do like Usher, yeah.
You got a favorite song by Usher?
Do I have a favorite song? Not really. I mean, I guess the classic is, I don't even know the name of it. Yeah. Shorty Got Down.
Yeah, the party one.
Yeah.
With him and Lil Jon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. That's like a Sweet 16, like.
Is it?
At least for me, growing up, yeah, that was like, okay, every single Sweet 16 you go to, that was at least, you played at least once.
Okay. I think that song came out after I was already past 16. I love all of Usher's music. He's one of my favorite artists. I am really looking forward to this. I know last year we had Rihanna, who was with child, performed pregnant. That was the biggest thing of the show. There really wasn't nothing that went on. But Usher has a lot of great songs. So we might have some surprise guests. He's going to put on a show. So if you've never watched Usher, you know who the hell he is. This man can dance his ass off. He could sing. He's smooth. He just finished a residency in Vegas. He's going on a tour of the United States of America. He's from here in Atlanta, Georgia, and he had two arena shows that were booked. They should have just put him in a stadium. They had to add a third arena for Usher. And best believe, on one of them three nights, I am going to go see Usher. Hey, Hickey, you got to listen to some of his slower stuff, okay?
All right, I'll take some suggestions.
Yeah, listen to You Make Me Wanna, yeah. Well, no.
Can you finish that? Or
Is that you make this? you make I'm not gonna sing it. It's you make me wanna leave the one I'm with. Start a new relationship with you. This is what you do. Think about the things and all. Think about the rings and all the things that come along with you. Make me. It's about him leaving somebody to be with somebody else.
I was gonna say it's a nice song. I mean, maybe the theme's not the best, but
yeah, he has my boo with Alicia Keys. You've heard that before, right?
Probably, yeah. If I heard played it, yeah. I'm awful with song names, but I definitely know the beats.
Yeah, yeah. Usher, you remind me. Yeah, his songs. I don't think he's going to do any of these slow songs, but I'm looking forward to Usher. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin's here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
It's good, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, I thought the stuff they did for Kobe was awesome, man. He was one of the greatest athletes I ever got to grow up watching in my lifetime, so that was really cool to see. Sure. Those folks put that tribute to him, but I'm excited for our Baltimore Ravens. I know we didn't get to the Super Bowl per se, but Mr. Roquan Smith and Mr. Lamar Jackson are going to get their individual recognition tonight, and I really hope he comes up with Walter Payton Man of the Year. All those men are certainly deserving of it, though, of course.
Yeah, well, I actually think that they have – did they just give that award away? I think they literally a second ago while I was talking to you. Yeah, they did. Cam Hayward was named Walter Payton Man of the Year. Cam Hayward from the Steelers got the award.
Yeah, rightfully just as good of a man and well-deserved. You know what I mean? All good.
It's kind of tough.
Community's putting out effort.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. How do you give away an award that's people helping people? You know, it's not – I can't look at one as being better than the other. Hey, Kevin, thank you for calling from Baltimore, man, okay?
Be well, brother.
All right, thank you so much. Ryan is calling from Milwaukee. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I know you like to call people out a lot, so I gotta hit you at – you know, call you out and something. Come on with this Usher business. Talking like it's all new and up and coming and stuff. But – it's like Color Me Bad or Ja Rule. Might as well have those guys, you know? I mean, come on with that.
Are you finished? Like, what's the problem? What did I say?
No. You like to call out people. I'll call you out for being like, come on. What are we doing here? That's just bad. It's just bad. Usher's terrible.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Ryan. You finished? That's it? Well, I guess so. He doesn't like Usher. I mean, what the hell he want from me? He's entitled to his opinion, but to say that Usher is bad? You tell that to the millions of people who have bought his albums and records over the past 30 years. You know, I understand he is an R&B artist. He is not someone who is running around. He's not Michael Jackson. Who the hell is? But Usher, he may not actually said this. So I guess Ryan from Milwaukee has... comprehension issues. I said that Usher, he probably doesn't have the global appeal, but I said people who are not familiar with him, they're going to find out about him. And if you don't understand what I just said, I can also remind you about, Vanessa Bryant had some pointed words for people who took issue with Kobe's statue. And just listen to this, and I'm going to tie it into what the hell I just said. Listen.
And for the record, Kobe picked the pose you're about to see. So if anyone has any issues with it, tough.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my opinion on Usher. You don't like Usher? Tough. What the hell I got to do with me? You going to call me out on that? You know, do you know the stats? Do you know the numbers? Do you know the albums and the records sold? I believe this is off the top of my head, because, by the way, I have a background in music. I think Usher has sold, I would say, more than 50. I may be shortchanging him. Usher has probably sold more than 50, 55, maybe 60 plus million records. All right. There aren't too many artists who run around for 30 years. This man is a child star. And like I said, if you're not familiar with him, you're going to find out when he takes his shirt off, if he does, I assume he will, and your wife starts going, oh, you're going to know exactly who Usher is then. Anyway, There's a lot that's going on in the world of sports, including history. I want to remind you about something that took place on this day in sports, and we only have to go back to 1986. On February 8th on this day, a very small man named Spud Webb, 5'7", won the NBA Slam Dunk Contest. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of the NBA.
I got in actually to win it. Nobody believed. Maybe he'll dunk one and that'll be it. You know, I knew the repertoire of dunks I could do. I've been dunking since 12th grade.
And now, Spud's first attempt. Oh, my!
5'7", Spud Webb.
Oh, double clutch two
handed. See what Spud comes up with. The clear crowd favorite, Webb took everyone by surprise, including his teammate and defending champion Dominique Wilkins.
Spud kind of duped him, told Nick he never had anything prepared, didn't practice for it, so therefore Nick maybe thought that his normal assortment would be good enough to get through.
Take that, little guy.
Oh, mercy.
Everybody knew he could jump.
For Spud Webb.
He's doing 360s off the rim. He's doing pump backwards. I like, Spud, where did that come from?
Oh!
Damn, I gotta go out with something more nasty than that.
And with a slam dunk title on the line, Spud saved his best for last.
Well, Phil, you get down. I'm leaving.
Mike off the lob and Rippers! Spud Webb.
Yes, Spud Webb. 1986. We don't have no short dunker right now. We don't, unfortunately. I guess Nate Robinson was the last dude. Anyway, I'll be back with you tomorrow. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Antonio Daniels. Thank you to Mac Hollins from the NFL. Thank you oh so much as well. Chad Brown for joining us. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.
Odyssey celebrates Black History Month this February on the free Odyssey app with the music celebrating the best black artists. Download the free Odyssey app and search Black Icons and listen to the ultimate in black excellence. John Coltrane, Aretha Franklin, Prince, Beyonce, and more. Or listen to live stations from across the U.S. representing communities celebrating the culture this month and all year long. It's all on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.